You've got the Nights and Weekends podcast with your hosts, Craig Hewitt and Ken Wallace. We're building real businesses, baby. Go pour yourself a drink and pop in those earbuds. We've got work to do.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Nights and Weekends podcast. You have Craig Hewitt and me, Ken Wallace. This week we have special guest Justin Vincent from the Texting podcast. Actually, we had kind of a really long conversation with Justin, so we had to split it up in two parts. So this part is just our update section. It's going to be a short episode, less than 10 minutes. And then next week is a much longer episode where we go into talking with Justin about what he's working on next and how he's going about validating his next application idea. So let's get to it. Let me drop you right in. Here's our updates. So, Craig.
Ken.
Can we get like 10-minute update from you on what Podcast Motor is up to?
Yeah. So, you know, this kind of struggle that I've had for a while with, you know, systematizing the business and getting the right people in place has been something that I've been struggling with for, geez, seems like a month now, and really sort of decided this week that I just have to kind of pay the money and hire people and hire good, expensive people to do the work and to sort of get the business running really efficiently. And then we can look at outsourcing more cheaply and you know, being more efficient with our time and money at a later time. And so we did that this week and hired two more part-time people to help with writing and production. And just in a few days, I mean, it's been night and day. Just my stress and my productivity, our productivity as a group has just gone through the roof. So it's a really good lesson. I mean, I think I look at, you know, what the opportunities are with, you know, having all these distributed virtual teams and, you know, geo arbitrage and all these sorts of things. And it's a great concept, I think, particularly for people that don't have a ton of time and don't have a ton of experience in setting up processes to manage people that don't know a ton about their business. It's probably not the best first thing to do. I think the best first thing to do is get the business really stable and running really efficiently, and then look at, you know, what's the best way we can optimize for profit. Not the other way around. So that was a huge lesson for me this week. I mean, I feel like the product we're putting out and the time we're putting it out and the stress that I have are all just sort of radically transformed just in a couple of days. So that's huge.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then I was asked for my first consulting quote today too.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. We have a pretty good reputation, I think, which is neat to see sort of coming around. And you know, had somebody call pretty much to say, hey, I want to start a podcast, and they're in just a really profitable niche, and they're like, we have a whole team of marketing and communications people, and we just need you to come in and tell us how to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is that covered on your pricing page, like on that third tier, or is this something totally different that you hadn't?
I totally knew. I have no idea. Yeah. So.
The new Patrick McKenzie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double your price. Whatever you quoted him, double it.
Yeah. So, but it's cool. I mean, it makes sense though. I mean, we do a lot of podcasts, so it makes sense that I know something. So that's a cool potential sort of avenue for the business to grow into.
Cool.
Yeah. How about you, man?
My update is all the stuff I talked about last week, the algorithm changes, the software changes. The first half of that is done. All the algorithm changes are done. They're in the books. They're working. So
nice.
It's cool.
Well, yeah, as you know, I'm so far behind. I haven't had a chance to really think about how I'm going to drive traffic to Mastermind Jam. Lately, it's been just organic, right? Craig, did you sponsor MicroConf as Podcast Motor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you were one of their sponsors. See,
yeah.
I should have done that, but I'm a moron, right? So
well, you were there. You got to. I know you don't have to be there, but yeah,
I mean,
it wouldn't have made a ton of sense to do it if you weren't there.
Right. But I mean, maybe I should think about sponsoring the Las Vegas one. I've been so focused on just getting what I promised to do out the door that I haven't worried about that, because it has been seeming like I'm getting conversions somehow. And I know that once I focus on that, I can actually turn the dials to make it more efficient.
Well, you know, You know, if Gabriel Weinberg was here, you would be in big trouble because you need to be spending 50% of your time on traction. Are you spending 50%?
Oh, Jesus, no. No.
Okay.
I wish I was.
You got to rethink that 50%. That's what Gabriel says.
The only way I could do that, just keeping it honest, like it's 11 o'clock at night, right? So the only way we could talk was if, we stayed up until, and started at 10 because we've all got family shit and things to do. I don't know how I could spend 50% of that remaining time on marketing and traction and still get the software done.
You chose too much, like a too big a thing, too big a piece.
Yeah.
But is it also the tech? Because you chose the meteor tech, or does that make it easier to push out?
Actually, the meteor tech made it easier, frankly. Because Meteor at the, without getting too into the weeds on this, Meteor at its core is Node, right? And so it can pull in all of the NPM repository of modules. So basically, yeah. I went to wrapbootstrap.com. I bought a theme that I liked. I applied it to my Meteor app that I had working. Since middle of May, I've been using Meteor to make the matches. It's just been running on my laptop. I've never let anybody into it. So one weekend I sat down, I put this theme that I bought on Wrap Bootstrap for $16 on it. And I'm like, well, shit, now I have a billing page that works, then Stripe works. And I just tested checkout and that works. And I can upgrade and downgrade and register and deactivate. And I got basically, for all intents and purposes, a SaaS app here.
Wait, so why is it going to take you a month?
The details about... I've made changes to the way I onboard people into the app. So once they come to the landing page, put in their email address, the way it happens today is going to radically change in the next 2 weeks.
You know, there's a tool I want to recommend to people. I've just discovered it called webflow.io. You guys are probably super familiar with it, but it's new for me. But basically, it's kind of like what Dreamweaver should have been. And it's just set up really well. The videos are really good. So it makes it possible to make websites that look super stunning really, really easily. And that's what I like. And, I've been building websites for 20 years. And I'll only move to something that I didn't build myself if it's really good. So I'm telling you, Webflow is very, very nice. In fact, it took me a long time to move to anyone else's framework, and that was Laravel. For PHP, that's kind of the first time where I didn't really build my own framework.
Interesting.
So I'm going to recommend that. And you know, you've seen the page that I built, and like I really haven't spent that much time or effort on it.
Well, I love it. I looked at it on my mobile phone. Every time you've said, "Hey, check out my latest update," I'm usually on my phone, and so I'll scroll through on my phone. It works great. It's responsive. It works on tablet, mobile, on the desktop. So that's webflow.io.
Webflow.io, yeah, and you can. You know, they've got the obligatory get started for free, but once you pay, I think it's $20 a month on the monthly plan, you can basically export the website. So you can link the whole site together, build beautiful pages with really great transitions. It's all completely responsive, and then you can export the whole thing, and it exports very clean HTML and CSS.
Wow.
Which you can just plug into your Ruby app or whatever you're doing.
That's the part I really like, because using some of these other services... they don't let you export it cleanly without a dependency back to the service.
Yeah, well, you know what? I haven't actually clicked export yet, so I don't know whether that's I'm believing what they say.
When I started Mastermind Jam, I used ClickFunnels, and it was a really nice drag and drop editor. I made a landing page super fast. Tried to host it, self-host it. So I tried to pull my code out of ClickFunnels, and they would let you do that as long as this, you were willing to just have an iframe back to ClickFunnels. And so basically, what's the point of that?
No, this is real export.
Yeah, that's a real export. I like that. So anyway, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I think nice. We've prattled on enough.
No, Justin, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. It's great to talk to you guys. Cool. Craig, I'll see you again next week.
Yep. See you guys. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Nights and Weekends podcast. If you like the show, go leave us a review. Thanks for listening.